The next patient is Brenda Keaton. The last name is K-E-E-T-O-N. First name Brenda, B-R-E-N-D-A. This is the clinical case of a 52-year-old white female that is a patient of Ms. Evan La Chica. Evan, E-V-A-N, last name L-A-C-H-I-C-A-A-P-R-N, who was referred for evaluation of the chronic kidney disease. This patient has a recent laboratory workup that was done on September the 23rd of 2023, in which the serum creatinine is 1.5, the BUN is 24. The patient doesn't have any significant proteinuria, and the GFR remains 40 mLs per minute. Period number two. And the patient has a history of nephrolithiasis, and for that reason, and the patient thought that that she had an active kidney stone, went to the hospital, and the CT of the abdomen and pelvis without contrast was done. There was no evidence of acute kidney stones, no evidence of calcifications, no evidence of kidney stones. Period. Important information was the presence of hepatic steatosis that is more severe than before. Period. I have to point out that this patient had evidence of red blood cells in the urine. However, the patient has been experiencing frequent genital bleeds that are on the evaluation by the gynecologist. And the patient seems to have myomas that had to be evaluated and treated. Period. Following number, the patient has severe dental and periodontal disease that has to be taken care of right away in order to improve the general condition. Following number, the patient has the chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that is followed by the pulmonologist. Following number, the diabetes mellitus has been out of control and is most likely associated to the infection. The hemoglobin A1C on September the 23rd was 8.6. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that is not a problem at the present time. The patient was explained about the severity of her gastrointestinal disease with the hepatic steatosis that eventually will turn into liver cirrhosis. We are going to reevaluate the case in January with laboratory workup, but the blood sugar control should be achieved right away. The patient must lose weight. In order to accomplish that, we have to fix the periodontal and dental disease, and continue with the OBGYN evaluation. I invested 15 minutes reviewing the two admissions into the emergency room, 25 minutes in face-to-face, and 8 minutes in the documentation.